recording for the first time in 2 months.
The camera looks dusty from that angle.
Oh.
I'm just trying to be like, you know, nice and cute, but
my neck is gonna break.
That's probably why you have a headache, your neck.
My neck hurts so bad. Bro, it's like, it's all this, and it's like going up my neck, and it's like the back of my head.
I've been taking my gua sha. Remember you pointed it out on my neck, the bruising? I've been taking my gua sha and just like rubbing the hell out of my neck like every day. And it kind of, it's doing something. It's like kind of like releasing like the knots, because I have knots too.
Oh, mine like are so all bad. Here.
Yeah. That will definitely give you a tension headache.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really what it is. I had one like 2 days ago. Now it's back.
Yeah.
She's back. We're back.
Wait a minute. I'm not ready.
Oh. Fix the tittles.
I'm trying. They're always out and about.
It's in my pocket. Oh, my nail glue. My nails keep falling off. I'm just a girl. What the hell?
Is it open?
I think so.
Not in your pocket. That's crazy. That's scary.
Does it close? Better question.
Right.
It's not.
Is
it's not closing. Bald?
To be bald or not to be bald? That's the question that we're starting with today. I guess we're starting. How do we do this? I forget how this works. Hello? Are you guys there?
What's going on? I'm gonna pass you.
Yeah, can I get that actually? Like, my nerves are like so high right now.
She just started her anxiety medication.
Yeah, and it's gonna be worse before it gets better, so I'm on day two. So I'm like, yeah, I don't know where I am right now.
Me either. But we have our Olipop.
Olipop. We're back with the Olipop. Yeah.
I have press on nails right now, so I'm OD with it.
Okay. How are you gonna... I'm scared.
Look how cute they are.
They are really cute. Are those the same ones you had on the other night?
Yeah. Wait, when was that?
Saturday. When we went with Kenny and them.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no. Weren't they blue? Am I crazy? Didn't you have blue
ones?
You had blue ones on, I think. Yeah.
With the cherries?
Was that Saturday night?
I don't know.
I don't know either. What day is it?
I actually don't know. Wait, it's Monday.
Okay, it doesn't feel like a Monday at all.
It's the end of July.
I know.
I want to throw up.
What's happening? It's about to be my time of the year, first of all. Halloween time, fall.
I feel like I like begged God for summer and I crashed my car. Everything went downhill after that.
And now we're here.
Now we're here. Cut my hair off.
It's just been a long 2 months.
Spiraling.
Yeah.
I went viral on TikTok.
She did. She did. That happened. It's not all spiral. It's like, you know.
No, I'll be spiraling.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah.
She's a little crazy.
But I guess with that, should we just dive right into it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're back.
Yeah.
And I was going to say we're better than ever, but I don't know if that's appropriate.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I wouldn't say better than ever.
Like, for me personally, at least. I don't know about you.
No. No.
Just flat out, no. Bitch, no. But you know, I think we made an episode before where we talked about how, like, life be lifing, and that's definitely what happened this time around.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of shit happened within the span of 2 months, because that's, like, the last time you guys probably heard from us, or that we recorded. But it's okay, it's fine. Things happen.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's really weird that it's the end of July, and your birthday's coming up. Like, I feel like we were just at your birthday party last year.
Yeah.
So it just feels like time is, like, one big line that's like never ending.
Yeah. It's kind of scary.
Yeah, I know, it's weird.
I'm a little scared.
But should we crack these open?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should we introduce ourselves first?
I don't know. I guess.
We haven't done this in a while.
I know. I feel like I don't know what I'm doing.
In case you forgot. My name is Johnny.
And I'm Rach.
And this is
A Young Mo Podcast.
Yeah. We back.
That feels good to say that.
Yeah. I've been waiting on this.
I know.
I've also been waiting on this. Oh, yeah. If I can open it with these fucking nails on.
I'm so nervous.
Help?
Do you want my help?
I just know that it's just gonna fling off.
Oh, please. All right,
well, if it does, y'all will see it. Oh, there we go.
Oh, yay, okay. Yeah. Oh, she's squirting.
Oh.
I said, ooh. Okay. There's hair in my mouth.
Popping and
Hopping and locking and
squirting.
And squirting. All right, my time. Did I say my turn or my time?
My time.
Oh, what the fuck? I meant to say my turn.
Lollipop. We're back with our faves. We tried it last time.
I know.
It'd be different, but
yeah.
I don't know. This one does it for me.
The root beer is like my go-to every time. But cheers to a brand new episode after 2 months.
Yep.
I'm excited. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's the one.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Episode 31.
I was like 41.
That's crazy. 31.
31. Okay, so we ended on episode 30 last time.
Yeah.
That was like a big thing to reach that many. And that's really great of us.
We were consistent for a while. Like this whole, the beginning of the year, we were just knocking it out.
Like the first almost half of the year, I would say. Because I think it was like June. Was it June?
Then we did our last one.
I think. Was it?
Yeah, we recorded, like, the end of May.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. Okay, so yeah.
And then I went on vacation.
Yeah.
And then... and then I got dumped. I don't know if it's dumped or what. We were dating. Whatever, man.
Things happen.
And I crashed my car 2 days later.
Isn't it so weird how so many things can happen and, like... Like, it feels like 2 months isn't that long. Like, 2 months goes by like this for me.
Yeah.
But so much can happen.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I went to the Bahamas for the first time.
Exactly. That's amazing.
That was the start of my summer. I was like, oh yeah, summer about to be lit.
Yeah. Well, at least now you have your car back.
Yeah, I have a car again.
Thank God.
I have no money.
It be what it be.
But I'll be back working soon.
Yeah. I feel you on that.
It's fine.
I feel you. Girl, booking's been slow as fuck. I've been told you that. I think I told you guys one of our last episodes, too. I've been going through it as well. But I recently got signed to a new agency. So that's been really nice. My, like, dream agency since, like, 2020, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was, like, 2020. But, yeah, I'm excited to see where, like, this new journey, what it has for me. And, yeah, I'm just going with the flow.
That's so cool, though.
Yeah.
I love that for you.
Yeah, just trying to keep, like, my head up, you know? I think that's all I can do. Like, in, like, the weird, like, I don't know, weird times where it's like, I don't really know what's going on. I feel like that's all you can do.
Yeah.
Like, just try to keep your hopes high and your spirit up and your energy high. Because, like, if you get low, then it's like you're going to stay at that... Hello? Okay, anyway. What was I saying? If you stay, like, at a low energy, like, during those weird times, like, you're gonna, like, keep yourself at that frequency, and you don't want to do that. So, mm-hmm. You know, I try my best, but, you know, yeah.
I feel like everyone, I mean, that's kind of where I've been, honestly.
Yeah.
I guess this is more just of an update on our lives.
Yeah!
It's been so long.
I know.
But, I don't know, I think recently I've kind of been in, like, this weird state of, like, existing almost, but, like, not knowing what the fuck is going on.
Yeah.
And so... Even, like, you know, when it comes, like, even just Romeo, like, I'm, like, you know, oh, he lost his first tooth.
Oh, yeah.
That happened. You know, I don't know, I feel like I'm in this state of, like, myself where, like, I'm trying to just figure it out still. Yeah. I think it's what it always has been, to be honest, but yeah. I think recently, like, even in the midst of, like, that moment, I was like, oh, like, time is passing by. And, like, I'm still in this weird, I don't know what the fuck is happening stage of my life. And, like, meanwhile, this little child is experiencing, you know, huge milestones that he's gonna remember forever and I'm gonna remember forever. And it's, like, I think that's just, like, a nice reminder when you have a kid. It's just, like, regardless of your shit, like, your kid, you'll see, like, they're fine. And, like, yeah. I don't know, that kind of makes me feel like, okay, like, maybe I'm just too stressed. Like, maybe I'm just overthinking. And, like, that's also just so natural.
Yeah.
But it's, like, you know, I don't know if I have the clip or whatever. I don't know if I'll send it to you, whatever. But when he lost his tooth, he was just, like, he was just so happy. He was, like, yeah. I'm a big boy. And I'm, like, yeah, you are. And he just wanted to show everyone. And he was just so excited. And, like, just to see that, I was, like, what is life? Like, right. I don't know.
Because, like, that, him being a big boy and losing his first tooth, like, that is right now one of his biggest accomplishments that he can recognize and feel that, you know?
But it also made me think of, like, me losing my first tooth and how, yeah, like, I remember that and how, like, that honestly doesn't, like, yes, too much time has passed, but, like, it really hasn't been that much time between that, what, 4 or 5 year old version of me and, like, the me now. I'm, yeah, like, holy shit. Like,
it's weird.
It's surreal, honestly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's almost like this euphoric feeling where I'm like, what is this? Like, right, where are we? Like, I don't know. I know. I think that's kind of where my head's been at. It's like, what is going on here?
Right. Like, it's like that whole, like, time is linear. Like, it's all on one single line, and, like, it doesn't go up or down. It's just, and that's why everything feels so close together, because it is all still on one timeline.
Yeah.
And I'd be tripping about that, too, sometimes. I'm like,
no, it freaks me out. Like, it really does.
Like, how does it make sense that Romeo's about to be 5?
Right.
Like, what? Callie's gonna be turning 4 shortly, mm-hmm, after that. We are both turning 27 this year.
Yep.
And, like, so much has happened in what seems like so little time. And I don't know. It really is a weird feeling.
Yeah. I don't like to think about it all the time too much, because then I get, like, I guess that gives me anxiety.
Yeah.
Is like the, oh my god, I still have so much to do. Oh my god, yeah, like, I haven't done a bunch of stuff. Like, you know, I think that's important to, like, think about those things, though. Like, okay, like, I understand I need more. But it's also, like, living in the moment.
Yeah.
Honestly. Which is, like, you know, I feel like we've been trying to record and everything, and, like, the past 2 months has flown by.
Yeah.
But it's also, like, you know, I appreciate you, accepting the fact that, like, I was just going through a bunch of shit in one moment.
Because I was, too.
Okay, yeah, so it's, like,
I was, like, it's okay.
It's, like, you know, we obviously were, like, okay, we need to record, yeah, and, like, that's been something we've, like, been bringing up in conversation, like, constantly.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like, it's gonna happen when it needs to happen, and, like, it'll happen. Yeah. Like, I just feel like that's us, too, like, for our own individual selves, too, like, you know, like, that's just life. Sometimes you be, like, wanting things to happen, like, when you want them to happen, but that's just not how shit works out sometimes. And, like, yeah, that's something I've also been telling myself, is, like, you know, I'm trying to, like, build a lot of different things for myself at the same exact time, but I'm, like, maybe it's just, I'm not even ready for that. Like, yeah, maybe I, like, the version of myself now isn't the person that I need to be in order to achieve everything I need to do. So it's, like, maybe I need to go through this. Maybe I need to feel all these things. And maybe I just need to sit with the sadness or, like, mm-hmm, the frustration, or just, like, you know, be at that low. Like, you're talking about, like, being at that low, like, it's weird, because I actually had this conversation with someone, and I was saying how all this stuff was happening, but I felt calm.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a very weird thing for me, because I'm a very, I stress over everything. I, yeah, stress more than I should. And I don't know, I was like, for some reason, I'm okay right now. Even though, like, I had no money, no transportation, no man I was talking to. Like, you know, yeah, I was heartbroken, I was sad, I was just, like, going through a lot of different things at the same time. And I was like, but I'm okay.
Yeah,
because what the fuck is that?
Yeah, because internally, like, you are. Like, if you think, yeah, about it, like, you've done a lot of healing as well over the past couple years, and I feel like that maybe has something to do with it. Like,
yeah,
you have allowed yourself to feel every emotion come at you like a truck,
mm-hmm,
and then you were able to let yourself go through those feelings. And now when things may happen or come about, now it doesn't have to be like every time, but maybe in that circumstance of all those things happening within these past couple months, you were able to kind of like feel it, but also not let yourself get to that level of like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god.
Like consumption.
Yeah, like where consumed. Like where it just completely takes over your life.
Yeah.
Yeah, and maybe, I mean, I've seen you do a lot of healing, yeah, so I'm very proud of you. But I mean, it's always going to be a journey. Like,
yeah,
you know, you're always going to be healing from one thing after another. I feel like that's, yeah, like the human experience. Like,
yeah,
bad things are going to happen, and then you get through it, and then it's going to happen again. It's a cycle that just goes on and on and on, but it's about how you learn to handle those things.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I it's kind of crazy, because I feel like it's been such a long, like, I don't want to say long, because it hasn't been that long, since, like, I went through my first big healing journey.
Yeah.
Like, now that, like, I'm in this one, I'm like, this is something completely different. Because, like, now I understand myself a lot more.
Right.
But it's new experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we talked about it before. It's like, once you learn how to learn yourself, I don't remember that episode. I don't know what episode that was.
Mm.
And I'm the one that said it.
Mm.
And I was like, once you learn how to learn yourself, like, everything gets easier on in life. and I'm living this right now. Like, this is, like, my life at the moment. And, you know, I do get caught up a lot. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I definitely do. But I also have, like, my healthy outlets. So, like, you know, I journal.
Yeah.
I talk to myself out loud. I make music. I sing as much as I can, as much as I need to, whenever. Like, even if I have shit to do, I'm like, no, I'm going to do this right now.
Yeah.
Like, because even if other people don't hear it, I need this.
Yeah.
In order to release that energy. Like, even just, like, talking out loud, praying. Like, just letting go, releasing that energy that kind of builds up inside of you. And I actually experienced it the other day when I have a headache right now. And I had one the other day. And when I tell you, I literally just started saying everything I was feeling out loud. And I felt it go away.
Mm.
And I had that headache from that morning until that night that I talked about it.
Mm.
And as I started talking, it literally was like, I felt it releasing from my body. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, it's very weird how your body's also affected by, like, what you have going on, even just mentally.
Yeah.
And that's why, I've talked about it many times, like, talking to yourself. And if you don't want to talk to yourself, talk to a friend. If you want to talk to a friend, talk to God. If you don't want to do that, write it down. Like, it's, like, that release is so important, like, in any stage. And, like, in the state of confusion, I think the best way to figure that shit out is to talk about it. Because that's how you become less confused. You're like, okay, well, like, that makes more sense. Like, you know, that's kind of, like, where I've been. Where, like, I need it. Like, yeah, literally need it.
You need those outlets.
Yeah.
Because you know you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, like, the one helpful, well, the biggest helpful thing I've gotten within the past few years is, like, knowing that I, that's the best way for me. Like, that's my version of, like, healing and my way of figuring myself out.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's just for me. But everyone, you know, everyone has their own thing of, and what they do in order to, like, help themselves, but
yeah, everybody has their own ways of learning, and maybe some people are still learning. I'm still learning. Like, I know that for a fact. Like, I've been through a lot of shit, and, like, I mean, like, you know, this year and last year have been, like, really rocky for me, like financially, emotionally, like, just trying to figure out myself and my life while also trying to raise a little human being, which can be a big job to do, and it's something that definitely, like I've said it before, consumes me at times. But I think I've gotten to the point now that, like, you know, Callie's getting older, and, you know, she's learning more and more every day, and she's learning that, like, sometimes mommy goes to work, sometimes daddy goes to work, and, like, sometimes I have to do certain things for myself and whatever. But I think the biggest leap that I took this year and, like, helping myself was starting my anxiety medication 2 days ago. And that was something that I have put off all my life, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally all my life. Like, since I was diagnosed when I was, like, 15. And I did try an anxiety medication when I was, like, 19 or 20. But I was on it for 3 days, and I hated it. I hated how it made me feel, and I stopped. And ever since then, I've just been raw dogging life. Just out here, just trying my best to handle myself as best as I can. But I think this year I realized that, like, it really is completely up to me to fix myself. Like, it is nobody else's job. Like, I can go to Keenan as much as I need to, or go to my friends as much as I need to. Like, I know, of course, they're going to be there for me regardless. You have. But I realize, like, no matter how much advice or help somebody tries to give me, it's my job to do that. So I decided that I was like, you know what? Like, I just need a life jacket. Like, it's time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I truly need to do something for myself. Because I've been trying so long not, like, just to, like, swim in the open ocean with no type of, like, no boat, no help, nothing. Like, I've just been trying my best, trying to keep myself afloat, but I'm like, you know, it's time. Like, it's time. And so, like, I scheduled a doctor's appointment. I haven't seen my primary care doctor in fucking years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally, this last doctor I saw was, like, my gynecologist, like, a couple years ago. And I was like, I need to do this. So I go in there, and I just meet this woman, and as soon as she comes in, she goes, she's like, you know, going over my lab stuff, of course. But then she's like, is there any specific reason why you're here? My anxiety. Like, immediately. I was like, my anxiety. I was like, I need help. And so I just laid it out to her what was going on, and what I'd been feeling for a large majority of my life and how things have been. And she was amazing doctor. Like, she's great. Like, she was a young woman, and she really listened to me. She didn't just, like, put me off. Like, I have a bad, like, experience with doctors for some reason. I never liked them. I always felt like I was never heard. Mm. But this doctor really, like, made sure that, like, she sat and she listened to what I had to say and whatever. And so she was like, okay, like, we can just start you on something new. Not the same medication that you were on, like, whatever, like, 10 years ago. And she was like, we'll check back in 6 to 8 weeks. And in that time, I want you to go see a therapist. And I was like, okay. Because that has also been a struggle for me where, for some reason, I've had this fear of, like, going to a therapist. And I don't know why. Like, it makes my stomach turn. But same with taking anxiety medication. It made my stomach turn, but here I am. I'm taking it. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just about, like, battling the whole, like, I don't know, just jumping over the fence of whatever is holding me back. And I don't know, I think taking this step and doing that, I told myself that, like, because this is in my head, like, a new journey for me, I'm gonna make it a point to take this as, like, okay, like, I'm starting this new journey. That means I can also have the free will to change anything I want to change that I don't like right now, you know? Mm-hmm. So I was like, I got the meds, like, last week, told myself that I would start them on a Sunday morning, like, fresh start of the week, and I wrote a big list down of, like, things that I wanted to work on myself for, like, now until whenever. Like, I didn't put any time limit on it. I was just like, this is what I want for myself and what I need to work on, and I want to better myself, and I don't know, it just, it feels good, and I feel like, that's a great thing that I did for myself. Yeah. And I'm proud of myself. Yeah,
you should.
Yeah.
You should be proud.
Yeah, because it can be scary to start medication, because I'm the type of person to, like, go down, like, Google searches and yeah. TikToks and, like, see people talk about, like, the bad experiences they had, which all that makes me hella anxious. But I'm like, I can't use that and, like, compare it to myself, because everybody's experience is different.
Right.
So I just have to try it out and see if it works and see if I'll be maybe a little bit better than I was.
I kind of like the thing that you said about, like, how you, like, change something and you're like, okay, like, kind of reflect on yourself. Like, maybe I should just use this opportunity to change a bunch of things.
Yeah.
I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
Because change is scary. Mm-hmm. So, like, I understand why you feel that way. Mm-hmm. Like, experiencing new things is scary because you don't know what to expect. You know, like, everything that we're so used to and comfortable with, we're comfortable with it for a reason, because we know the results. We know what's going to happen. But I also, like, I started having this conversation with myself recently. Again, always talking to myself. Mm-hmm. About, like, consistency in life. And, like, not just, like, you know, being consistently online or, like, consistently, like, posting or, like, doing whatever. It's, like, more consistency and, like, reflecting on yourself, like, you know, in terms of the bigger picture and, like, what I want and, like, or what the person I want to be. I had to, like, sit back with myself and I'm like, if I'm consistently the person that I am right now, am I going to achieve the things that I want? Mm. And for me, the answer was no. Because I like to be very honest with myself as well. And I saw this thing, it was like, the things that you choose not to change are the things that you choose. Mm. So if you choose to, I don't know, like, you know, if you want to work out and stuff, if you choose to not go to the gym, you're not choosing to be fit. Like, if you choose to, I don't know, sit at home all day, you're not choosing to have a social life. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. It's like taking those steps consistently, and it doesn't mean going outside and doing the most every single time. It's like, okay, no, I don't have the energy for that today, but, like, maybe today, like, I don't know, I'll go walk around, or, like, I'll go do something, and, like, giving any piece of yourself that you can, because we can't consistently show up as 100% every time, as 110% exactly. every time, mm-hmm. but you can show up in any way that feels still comfortable to you, but just pushing yourself a little bit outside of that comfort zone that we're talking about, because, you know, I don't know what goals you have and stuff like that, but it's like, for me, I have really big goals, and they're very loud, and they're very in your face, and it's like, you know, me right now, I'm not very in your face, I'm not very loud, I'm not doing as much as I need to, I feel as though I'm getting to that point of being like, okay, I need to start changing something up. Like, for example, this might be social media based, but showing up on TikTok, mm-hmm. that is, like, for me, building that consistency, even if it's just social media right now, has, first of all, brought a very large group of very supportive people into, like, my social media world, but it's also allowed me to be super comfortable with myself and the things that I do. Mm-hmm. Even though I always have been just very me, it almost, like, it's kind of pushing me to make other changes to, like, where now, like, I think I talked about it at the beginning of the year, I was, like, talking about music and stuff like that, and I started posting, like, stuff that I write on, and I put it out there, and I'm just like, fuck it. Like, I literally, yeah. I don't even really go back all the time except to read comments, but I'm like, okay, like, maybe I should just do this. Like, mm-hmm. who knows what happens, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and that's, like, it's making me just more comfortable with, I guess, the person that I want to be. Yeah. Honestly, mm-hmm. we're talking about comfortability. Like, I think that's, it's hard to be comfortable in something new, but also, you just gotta push past that uncomfortable point and just be, like, okay with being uncomfortable. Yeah. And then the results will show.
Yeah.
If it's not right away, it's later on, but it's, like, consistency in your life is so important, and, like, understanding what you need for yourself to be the better version of you, or the best version of you, or the version that you want to be, like, you have to be consistent, and you're allowed to be bad at it, you're allowed to fail at it, you're allowed to figure it out, you're allowed to not know what the fuck you're doing, and not have everything that you quote-unquote need, because the thing that you need the most is you.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. you need yourself the most. You're the one that's gonna get you those things, so it's like, you already have what you need. You have everything that you need.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at yourself in the mirror, like, that's what you need, you know?
It's always gonna be you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you're talking about, like, I talk to my friends, and, like, you know, I could do whatever, but, like, the person mm-hmm. that's gonna make that difference for me is me. It's like, well, yeah.
Yeah. You're responsible for yourself at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes all you have is you at the end of the day, and mm-hmm. that's okay. Like, nobody can step into your body or step into your mind and fix the things that you want to fix for yourself. Like, that's just not how it works.
Yeah.
Like, you literally have to do your own internal work to be a better version of you, if that's what you want for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you, like, think about, you know, us as kids, like we're talking about before, our whole lives, you know, our hands were held and brought along in our childhood journeys, you know, and mm-hmm. into our teenhood, and then, you know, after that, it's like, here you go.
Yeah.
Now you have to hold your own hand and yeah. figure it out.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And that's hard.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what the fuck you're doing. Like, mm-hmm. none of us know what we're doing. And we can always look to others for inspiration and for others for, you know, input or ideas or whatever. But it's like, in the day, like, you are paving your own path. Like, you are the one that is figuring this shit out.
Yeah.
And, like, that's hard.
Yeah.
It is so hard.
It is hard. And, I mean, luckily, I would say,
Hello?
I was gonna say, I feel like luckily for us in our circumstances, like, growing from teenagers into adults, like, our parents weren't just like, go! Like, you know what I mean? I feel like some people have had those experiences where, like, their parents are just like, you're on your own now.
Mm-hmm.
Which I am very grateful for that my parents have, like, you know, tried their best to support me, like, going into my adulthood. And I know for me, like, I know when, like, Callie and, like, my future children, like, grow up and they experience that weird transition, like, I want to be there for them as best as I can. Like, I want to make sure I can, like, you know, support them, and if they still need me to hold their hand sometimes, that's okay, baby. Mm-hmm. Like, I will still hold your hand, you know? Like, I'm not just gonna, like, let you go off into the world. The world's fucking scary.
Yeah.
Like, even as an adult.
Yeah.
I'd be scared.
No, I'm constantly scared.
I know. It's you know, it's like, I feel very, like, empathetic towards people who maybe don't have that support system in their lives, or, like, who had to go experience the scary world by themselves, like, maybe even from a young age, like, younger than we even could imagine, and because it can be something that's, like, very traumatizing to have to handle. It can be a very difficult thing to be able to, like, handle the world yourself and all of the adulthood things that you have to do. I still don't like being an adult sometimes for that reason. Like, I'm like, oh, this is so, like, adult of me. Like, yeah. Like, oh my god, like, what do you mean I have to, like, file all my own taxes? Jesus Christ. Like, fuck. That shit is ass. Literally every year that comes around, I dread it. Like, yeah. I'm like, no. Like, every time it's, like, a new year, I'm like, woo, new year! Oh god, fucking taxes, bro. Whatever. Anyway. You know what I mean. But, yeah, I don't know. I think it is, like you said, we do have to be able to hold our own hands, and that is just like, you have to be able to experience being with yourself, though, for sure. You know, you can't, like, of course it's great to have people to lean on, but sometimes you have to let yourself, like, be with yourself to be able to learn the world in your own ways and handle people your own way and handle yourself your own way, and it's really all about, like, learning you from deep down into places that maybe you didn't want to go. And that happens. Like, it happens to everybody. Like, everybody has, like, you know, I guess, I don't know if I can say everybody, but, like, I feel like a large majority of people can say they have some sort of, like, childhood trauma in a way, or, like, some sort of thing that, like, really kind of, like, maybe mess them up a little bit, even if it's a little tiny bit, and that maybe they just have to work on. Like, I feel like everybody can do some sort of inner work to better themselves. Like, maybe it wasn't through childhood, maybe it was, like, later in your life, but everybody goes through something that maybe they have to heal from, you know. I feel like that's valid. I don't know. But, and I have to sometimes remind myself that, because I'm like, it can feel so, like, lonely and so isolated, like, when you're deep, like, with yourself, that I forget that, like, wait, other people go through this too. You know, like, I think that's, like, a big thing to remind yourself that, like, you're not alone. Like, people have maybe gone through something similar to you, or, like, are currently going through something similar to you as well. It's like, you just never know. So
Yeah, no experience as a human is rare. Like,
bro, sometimes, wait, this is, like, I don't, it's kind of off topic, but it's around the same, like, top, what the fuck am I saying? You know, it's kind of off topic, but it's not, okay? So, I always see, like, these TikToks sometimes, and it would be, like, somebody sharing, you already know what I'm talking about. Sharing an experience that I thought was, like, only my experience, and then it would be, like, so many people in the comments saying, like, so many people have gone through this, and it's, like, weird. I'm like, wait, like, what do you mean? Like, I thought I only went through that. I thought I only did that.
I thought this was niche.
No, yeah.
Niche experience.
Like, what? Like, that's just so strange to me. But then, like, it kind of, like, reminds you we're all human. And, of course, we're going to be going through similar experiences because, like, we're all the same in a way.
Yeah.
Like...
No, it's weird.
Yeah.
That stuff always weirds me out.
I know. Like, oh, what do you mean?
You're so right. But when you're in it, whatever it is, God, that should be so consuming. It's like, no. Yeah. I'm the only person to ever go to this.
I know, bro. I know.
It sucks. Y'all don't understand. You just don't get it.
But Daddy, I love him. That. Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
What's that from? Little Mermaid?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I literally just thought of, like, King Titan in my head when you said that.
Yeah, that's who I'm talking to.
But King Titan, okay.
He can... Never mind.
Okay, period. Yeah.
Yeah. All them fine as hell. Aquaman.
Aquaman! Go off, girl.
Jason Momoa or something like that.
Who?
Is that his Aquaman?
Name? Oh, I don't know his real name. I don't know anybody.
He's the long hair.
Oh, yeah. With the, yeah.
Maui.
Maui. I'm still waiting on the live action to see The Rock.
Oh. I love The Rock.
I know. He's great. You and your bald man. Please.
true.
I was like, ooh.
T.
Sorry if I exposed you a little bit.
It's fine. I liked it.
Yeah.
Any whore.
What the fuck are we talking about?
Bald. Mm-hmm. Like I was in the beginning. I was like, am I bald?
Something about being bald this episode. Right?
The title of this is Am I Bald?
I swore, didn't we talk about coming on here with the fucking wig caps? Didn't we say that?
Yeah.
What was that about?
Dresses. I don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
Wig caps and prom dresses.
Listen, one day we'll have a Patreon where people can come on here and we'll just do dumb shit like that.
Wait, that's actually a really good idea. Yeah. I feel like we get weirdos, though.
Who cares? They'll be paying.
You're right. Actually, you're really
right. A little
bit. Yeah.
We'll have our toes outspread like this.
Like this.
Our toes are like this. There's like carrots in between.
Ew, please.
I don't know why carrots, but that's my...
Carrots!
Glizzies. With
ranch.
I'm like, all right, today we're gonna put condiments on our glizzies, and it's like,
and we're just sitting here like with the mic, and like, that's crazy. People would pay to watch that.
Yeah,
you're like, yeah, I'm about it. Like, what about you?
Run us a check.
Yeah. Oh my god, my fucking cheeks hurt right from laughing. This happens every time we record. My face gets fucking stuck.
No, I know, I feel that.
Oh fuck.
I have, like, these permanent, like, dips in my face, I think it's because I smile so much that, like...
Mine are right here.
Yeah, mine... Like, I have these, mm-hmm. but then, like, I have the ones below my eyes, and it's, like, it's not bags, it's, like, right here.
Just a dip.
Like, where my... What the fuck is this? My cheek... My cheek is such a funny word.
Cheek.
I don't know.
My cheek... Yeah, no, my lines here are definitely permanent, especially that I got older. I look in the mirror and I'm like, fuck, mm-hmm. when did those get there? But I'm like, it's because I'm, like, laughing.
No, yeah, I'm smiling. Having a good time.
Yeah, fuck. Like, I'm not gonna hide those.
Right.
Yeah.
She's one with me.
Yes, exactly. Wait, that's so funny.
Interesting.
Can you screenshot that and put that in this clip?
So I just opened my phone right now to check the weather, but instead my co-star thing on my phone says, "Your day at a glance, comfort yourself."
That's crazy! And then we're talking about this. Wait, let me check mine. You are not alone in the careless universe.
Hello?
I'm screenshotting that, too.
Screenshot both. We were screenshotting both of these.
That is so weird! That's so weird. Okay.
I'm scared. I just also got a chill down, like, this arm. I don't know what the fuck. That was weird. My hair's standing up. Do you see this?
Yeah, I see. Yeah, you have chills. That's so crazy.
Okay. What's going on?
I think the universe is literally listening to us, and
it
knows what the fuck's going on right now.
That's weird.
Okay. Well, I like it.
I like it, too, but it always makes me feel, like, a little crazy. But, so, another thing, I guess, recently, too, that I've been on is, like, we've talked about the universe before and stuff like that, but almost, like, I guess my thing recently is, like, really trying to just, like, allow it to just, I don't want to say, like, consume me, but I guess in a way, like, become one with me.
Yeah.
That's, like, something, like, recently in the shower, that's, like, the same conversation I have every single time I get in the shower. Mm-hmm. It's, like, how do I allow myself to be one with, like, the all-knowing, because that's what it is to me. It's, mm-hmm. like, when you're connected with the universe, you know everything, even though you might question it and, like, might be a little bit, like, what the fuck is going on, or, like, you know, be just asking why.
Yeah.
I don't know, recently I'm just, like, I kind of just, like, want to embrace it more, which I feel like I think we do all the time, you mm-hmm. know, with our angel numbers and, like, our signs and everything like that, like, constantly doing that, but, like, I want to get to a point where I don't need to see anything.
I don't need anything.
Mm-hmm. I don't need anything to confirm it, even though I appreciate that.
Right.
Which, the confirmations always come.
Oh, yeah. They always regardless.
And they always come in the midst of something. Like, in the midst of a thought, in the midst of saying something, in the midst of even this conversation that we're having right now.
Yep.
Like, it always comes. Mm-hmm. And I don't have to question that. So, I don't know. I've kind of, like, been in this space where I'm, like, I just, like... I don't want to have to even see anything. I don't need a sign. I want to just know.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's, like, a gut feeling or what, but I just, like, I don't know. It's kind of...
Or even, like, you feel the peace from it.
Yeah.
You know, like, that comfort
in,
like, I know, you know.
Yeah. Like, that's, I don't know how to get there. I don't know whether that's, like, through meditation or what. But I think that's, like, my next thing for myself. Is yeah. Just, like, because I don't know. I consider myself a very spiritual person. And I'm, like, I'm not going to church every week and anything like that. Or I'm, like, I'm not praying every second every day. But I am always talking.
Oh, yeah.
Because I believe something is listening, you know, like, mm-hmm. and everything has energy, and we are energy ourselves, so yeah. It's, like, I just kind of put everything out there, and, like, ask for things, and I'm, like, I don't know when this is coming, but hey, like, actually, recently, I've been testing the waters, I've been, like, hey, I want to know something, can you show me? And I'm like, and I'm willing to accept anything that you're about to show me. And yeah. that's always a little bit scary. Mm-hmm. Being like, hey, I want to know this really bad. And I'm not doing it, like, to get what I want. I'm doing it so I can know.
Yeah.
Which also might not be what I want. You know what I mean? So it's like, I'm, mm-hmm. you know, it's like we talked about before, like, be careful what you wish for type shit. Like,
oh, yeah, no, it's happened to me.
Yeah. Like, I say out loud, too, I'm like, I accept whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And, like, I feel like that has allowed a lot of things to happen.
Yeah.
Which I don't always like, like, honestly. Yeah. But some of them, I'm like, okay, like...
Because it's meant to happen. Yeah. It's, like, already written.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't know, I've just been more accepting of, like, whatever comes.
Yeah.
And that's hard. Because, mm-hmm. you know, stressing ass bitch over here. Like, I be stressing, I be angry, I be upset, I be, like, whatever. Yeah. I'm just like, okay, like, whatever happens, happens. Mm-hmm. It is what it is, like, but I'm like, I'm wanting this. Like, I want you to show me this. And I'm okay with whatever it is. Even though I might not be okay in the moment, I'll be okay eventually.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I feel that completely. Like, the be careful what you wish for is, like, so real and scary. But I think, like, the more that you become accepting of things that are going to happen or maybe have not happened yet, like, the more that, like, blessings can, like, roll into your life, you mm-hmm. know? Because then it's, like, you're just, like... I am allowing the universe, like, the higher power to guide me completely. Mm-hmm. And because I feel like some people might, like, try to, like, force things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
or try to, like, make it so it's, like, what they want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's, like, that's not how it works.
Yeah, no. you just have to be, like, go in with open arms.
Yeah.
And, like, just be very accepting. And like you said, it is what it is because... It is what it is. Like,
yeah.
it really, that's kind of just how life works. Like, there's, yeah. it, you know, of course you can try your best to have a plan in a way, but nothing is going to go as planned.
No.
That's why you just have to be, like, open-minded in every situation and in every high, every low. And like I said earlier, you have to keep your spirits high. I think that's also a big part of it, too. Like, when it comes to the accepting part, like, accepting means, like, you're, like, I feel like going into it with, like, good energy, you know, mm-hmm. like, you're not really, like, if you're a low energy, you're kind of just, like, I don't even care at this point, like, but if you're, like, even if it could be, like, even if you're at your lowest of lows, and you're, like, okay, whatever happens, happens, and you're still keeping that good energy, that's where it's, like, you can kind of, like, work on being, like, one with the universe, if that mm-hmm. makes sense. Like, I feel like that's how you're able to, like, I don't know, just be open yeah. with it. Like, that's really what it is.
Yeah. It's definitely hard, though.
Oh, I know.
It's so hard because, to be, like, yeah. calm when, like, shit's happening, like, shit's hitting the fan, everything's burning, and you're on fire.
No. But that's the thing,
fire.
Though.
You're on fire.
We're fire burning, fire burning. But I feel like, okay, you can be very accepting and, like, try to keep your spirits high through everything, but also you're allowed to, like, let yourself feel and go mm-hmm. through the motions because that's a big part of it, too. Like,
yeah.
like, don't let that shit, try not to let that shit beat you down, but, like, you know, feel it. Yeah. Feel it and then be able to accept it. Like, it's a process. It's not yeah. just, like, all right, whatever. Like, no. Like, you just have to, like, just go through every emotion that comes with whatever is happening in your life. And then it's, like, you can be able to process and go through that cycle. Because, you know, it's just constantly going to go like this.
Yeah. Yeah. To feel is to heal.
Literally.
So, it's one of the most important parts, even though it sucks. It sucks sometimes.
No, it really does. It does. Like, shit's always... Like, shit will be bad.
Yeah.
Shit will be bad. That's like, just, that's just inevitable.
Yeah.
Like, nobody's life is gonna be fucking perfect. Like, you're, like, not every day is gonna be perfect. Like, you're gonna have great days. You're gonna have really bad days. Like, it's, it could even be, like, one, it could be, like, 5 minutes of your day that, like, might be really bad, but are you gonna let that affect, like, the other, like...
Why the hell?
I know, what the fuck?
I'm just giving this to y'all.
Yo, that was just so weird. You literally knocked as this rang.
Y'all get one now because...
Kenan?
What?
Hello?
Hi, my baby. What's on her forehead?
Flower.
What is that?
Go get daddy's. Mommy...
Yeah, well, I made you one.
Mommy and Titi have to record.
You got one, and you gotta clean your forehead. Oh.
Go with daddy. We're almost done, okay?
They're almost done, but come on.
I love you. Okay. Food delivery. We got lettuce burgers.
Lettuce burgers.
Is that what
they're
called?
I'm actually really excited for this. I'm gonna take a picture.
What's in this bit? Okay, mushrooms, tomato. Yummy.
Looks like I have a pile of lettuce on my plate.
Wait, no, can we like... Can we make it look like we just have lettuce?
It literally looks like lettuce.
It's not.
Like, maybe I move it over a little.
Yeah, like, maybe take the top off.
Everything will poke out a little.
Bro, that's funny. Like, that looks so unappetizing. What the fuck is that? Can y'all see it?
Right, does it look like lettuce to y'all? They're probably like, why didn't you just hand them a plate of lettuce?
Crunchy
as hell. Okay. We're recording the podcast, but Kenan brought us lettuce.
Piles of lettuce.
I'm about to eat. Oh.
Please.
Stay there. Oh my gosh. She's crunchy. Okay.
Oh god.
Burger review for Kenard.
Well, see you later.
What's on my face?
Oh, burger me.
I'm trying to be graceful. I don't know. What a time.
To be alive. Y'all will be seeing that video soon, I'm sure.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. That's so funny. What do we even say after?
I don't know. Like, what do we do now? Like, I don't even know how to talk about anything serious now.
We got in there. We got pretty deep.
We did, and then we got handed fucking balls of lettuce, and we just started eating for, like, 25 minutes.
I was just saying, like, I hope you guys are doing well. Like, obviously, you know, time has passed, and we don't live your lives. We don't know everything that's going on. But if you're here supporting us, and or even if you're just here for this one time, like, who knows? Like, we hope that you're doing well, and you're figuring it out. And, like, you're doing what you need to do for yourself, for your kids, for your family, for whoever you got going on, whatever you got going on. Mm-hmm. Like, I just hope it's, like, it's going well. And if it's not, like, it will. It'll be fine. It's always fine.
Yeah, it's, you know, sometimes I feel like we forget that, like, we've been through bad things in the past, and I feel like I might have said this before, but, like, you will go through, you know, a certain amount of, like, bad things in your life, but you will always end up getting through them. It's not going to be bad all the time, you know? Like, I always forget of, like, the things that I was able to pull myself through in the past, and, you know, now I'm here, and I, you know, feel good, but, like, obviously, life is gonna life, and that's all we. That's,
for sure,
yeah, that's all it is.
Yeah. It's like, again, you're like, you have you at the end of the day. Like, you know, not everyone has the amount of support, like we were saying before, and everything that we have. Like, we're so very much blessed, like, to have these things in our lives, and like to have people who care for us still, even as we're grown, and care for our kids who are now just added into it. Like, it's just like. If it's just you, if it's just your little whatever you got going on, like, that is enough. It is.
Yeah.
And I don't think people talk about that enough. It's like people are always yearning for more, always wanting a big friend group or a bigger family and everything like that, which is understandable. Obviously, it's harder. But you are enough to carry yourself and your kids and your life and their lives, like, like, it is enough.
Yeah, sometimes I think, you know, like, we have to remain grateful for, like, what we have in the moment, because, you know, I know myself, I think about a lot of people who don't have, you know, what I might have, or, like, even if it's, like, sometimes where I'm, like, I wish this was better, I wish I had this, I wish I had that, where it's, like, I have things already that people are wishing for.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's a big thing.
Yeah.
And... yeah, I'm always very thankful that I have a roof over my head, and I have a bed, and I have access to food every day, and, you know, my baby is healthy, and I'm healthy, and the people around me, you know, are caring and loving, and that's, like, a big, really big thing, especially in today's world with everything going on, you know, on the other side of the world. I'm gonna say it, fucking free Palestine.
Yeah.
Because now that I'm talking about this, it's a huge issue happening. There's literally a man-made famine happening in Gaza, and babies are starving. And it, just to think, you know, I don't know, like, I wake up every day now, and I'm, like, I get to walk into my kitchen and, like, make my baby breakfast and myself a coffee, and, like, what the fuck?
Is running water in the sink?
What the fuck do you mean that people are literally being starved on purpose?
Yeah.
That's insane to me. And... that, I just, I don't know, I have no words for it, but I just felt like I needed to say that.
Yeah. No, it's crazy
how
our first world problems, like, someone is begging God for that right now.
Yeah.
Someone is praying, like, someone, that's all they want is to have issues like we have, like, oh, like, my car needs an oil change.
Speaking of that, literally the other, what was it, it was Saturday night when I got a nail in my tire. I was at the gas station, put an air in my tire after my dad fixed it, and, what is that? Yeah. I went on TikTok, and because I was, like, just sitting in my car afterwards for a little bit, and I went on TikTok, and it wasn't TikTok, it was my close friends on Instagram, and I decided to, like, film a little video of me, like, just complaining about how I had to, like, drive from here to there and get my tire fixed and put the air in my pump or whatever, and I watched it back, and I was like, I don't like this. And I deleted it because I was like, that feels icky of me to be doing that right now. I don't like it. Like, I just felt like, I'm like, why the fuck am I complaining over this bullshit? Like, whatever, it happened. Like, there's far worse going on in the world right now. Let me not. Yeah. Like, that's just what I felt. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But.
It's very easy to get caught up in those things, though.
I know. You know.
Because we're so used to everything just being so quote-unquote easy. Which is a blessing. Like, I think about, like, my struggles, the things that I, you know, go through or whatever is happening that I don't like. I'm like, I'm so fortunate enough to have these problems. Because, again, imagine being on the other side of the world where you can't eat, you can't drink, you can't shower, you can't get anywhere. Like, you...
People are being shot left and right, bombs being dropped.
Yeah, like, you're not safe.
People are being told to go to this place because it's safer there, and then as soon as they show up there, it's not.
Yeah.
Make it make sense. That makes no sense. Like, I don't... I just don't... It's just such a, like, strange feeling. Like, I think about it at night. I think about it when I wake up. Like, it's just so weird. It's really weird. And I like, you know, it's something to me where, like, I like, this past week, I thought about, like, how, like, growing up through, like, elementary school and, like, high school, we would read about these things in, like, our textbooks or be taught about these things. And, of course, like, I know for sure that there have always been horrible things happening all over the world, but to see this being, you know, broadcast as much as it is, which I'm very thankful for, because I, like, want everyone to know that this is happening, like, just to see that this is happening in real time, like, right now, and I feel absolutely helpless. Like, I can't do nothing, like, but, like, try my best to, like, I don't know, say their names, and, like, if I had money, I'd be sending that shit, like, left and right, but, like, I don't have it like that, and that's why I feel like I can't help, and it makes me sad. Yeah. Like, it really does. And actually, I want to bring this up, too, our girl, Miss Rachel.
I was gonna say, shout out, Miss Rachel.
That, I love you to death. Like, what you are doing right now in this entire crazy thing happening in Gaza, like, how you are speaking out, you're saying their names.
She's putting everything on the line, honestly, for this too.
Everything. And I actually saw a comment of hers where somebody said something like, what was it, somebody tried to call her, like, a millionaire or a billionaire or something. Like, I forget the context of the sentence. Mm-hmm. But she was like, I will never be that, because I don't like that.
Yeah,
that's amazing. Because she's saying that because, like, her money that she's earning is not just going to her. She is sending it out to these organizations or whoever to help these people in need. And I think that is such a beautiful thing. And she doesn't care that she's putting herself on the line. She doesn't care that she's putting her job on the line, her reputation. Fuck all that.
Yeah.
She is doing her job as somebody with a huge audience at this point, and she's making this thing going on known, which it should be. Mm-hmm. Like, nothing should be hidden. And I love her for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I could cry.
No,
like,
I know.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And how I, like, so deeply wish that I could do something, you know, like, something. It's just very bothersome, and, you know, it's like it's hard to say, like, you don't want to let it consume you, but, you know, you still have to live your everyday life, like, knowing this thing's happening, and it's really hard, but that's all we can do.
Yeah.
Right now, at least, you know, it's just, you would think that, like, there's so many, like, millionaires in the world, like, why can't somebody do something, you know? Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
Free Palestine always. Yeah, free Gaza.
For real. Prayers out to them, for real.
Yes.
Like, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I look at Callie every day and I'm like, thank God. You know? Like, what?
I know. Sometimes I even hate thinking that, though. I'm like,
I try not
it's
to.
It's just like, it's so, like, to compare is, it makes me, like, I don't know. Like, it's like, that could have been me.
Mm-hmm. And in a different lifetime.
That's
yeah.
a, mm-hmm. it's a blessing to not be. I'm like, but, as I'm like, oh, I'm so thankful that's not me. Someone, you know, that's people, that's
everyday
their
life.
World.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's all they know. And I'm like, God, like, I don't know. And the compare, like, I don't know. It's like,
I know, it's
very
easy
to
feeling.
Compare, but also I'm like, I don't even like,
you
that's
don't
a
like
real
it.
Life.
Yeah.
Those are real lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm like,
I know. It can eat you alive if you think about it too yeah. much. I understand completely. Like, I try not to. It's, you know, it's hard with the media, though. Like, I remember, I actually had to, like, I still see things, for sure, on Instagram and TikTok and everything. I'm always reposting stuff. But way back when, I think it was, like, 2022, 2023, when I think when everybody, like, first was broadcast, like, the whole thing happening in Israel and Gaza. Like, I remember scrolling and literally seeing dead babies.
Oh, yeah.
And for the sake of my mental health, I had to hide some certain profiles and posts. Not, and I'm not saying I, like, completely turned them off in my life. I was still seeing things. But it was certain things where there's pages who, of course, will show these things to people to get it out there that this is happening. But I just couldn't.
Yeah.
I just couldn't. I couldn't. And I know that it's still happening right now. And it's fucking heartbreaking. And, yeah, I don't know. And, you know, the best thing that we could do is continue to just, like, speak loud on these events happening in the world. And you know, try our best to donate to whatever organization we can and, you know, make those phone calls to the government officials and do what you have to do. Like, there's a bunch of stuff you can look online and find.
Vote.
Yeah, vote. You can find hella resources online as to, like, you know, whatever you want to do to help. There's a bunch of resources everywhere. But yeah, this is a very important issue happening right now in the world. And I think, you know, it wouldn't be right of us not to talk about it. So, yeah.
Yeah.
This is, you know, the mom podcast. We are moms, and I feel for those mothers out there.
Yeah.
I really do.
And everyone is someone's baby at the end of the day.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We actually came into this with not a single plan at all. Like, sometimes we're like, okay, we have something we want to talk about. Today was nothing.
Yeah. But because it's been so long, I texted you earlier, and I was like, we should just do something like we're back, bitches.
Yeah, no, literally. And we back.
And we back. And, yeah, I guess we really just wanted to give you guys, like, an update on our lives and just, you know, just talk about what's been... Literally just talk. Like, no plan going into this. No, like, topic for real. Like, we just wanted to just be here again and just, I guess, just get the ball rolling and how it was.
Yeah.
So I am excited to, like, start up again.
Yeah. Honestly, it's like, this is a part of us. Like,
oh, yeah. It's never gonna leave.
I know.
Ever.
I know. I'm like, you know... It's been a while, but I don't think we always talk about it. Like, we always come back every single time.
Yep.
Because not only do some of y'all maybe need this, but so do we.
Mm-hmm.
Just gonna talk about these things. Talk about, like, the realness of motherhood, of our mental health. I think this one was, like, a big mental health episode, which I love doing. Because I, you know, you can't tell anyone how to mother or, like, how to be a parent or whatever. But, like, mental health.
Oh, yeah, no.
That's so important in motherhood and just, like, being a human fucking being. Like, I love to talk about mental health because it's, like, everybody is going on their own individual journeys. And it's, like, maybe someone really needed to hear that they are everything they need. Because you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, we need to hear those things. Everything that we say, we also need.
No, yeah, for sure. We give ourselves our own advice.
Yes. Like, the way how we be going through stuff, like, hey, didn't you say in the, like episode 27 that...
I did say that. Like, fuck.
She's speaking facts.
Right. Like, wait a minute. Okay, okay.
Honestly. Because even sometimes I go to, like, our TikTok, and I'll just, like, scroll down. I'm like, we know what the fuck we're talking about. Yeah. I was like, I'm going to retweet this, even though it's been, like, months. I'm like, I like that. I need that.
I feel like it's always kind of fun to, like, scrolling back and seeing the different versions of ourselves over the years.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Because it's funny how, like, you were saying, like, 2 months ago, like, the last episode we recorded, like, you had, like, long hair.
I had long hair.
And, like, now there's, like, there's a new version of you here. Yeah. Like...
She's very single.
Wait.
Very single, no hair. No, she's not bald.
Hopefully. Oh? She's not bald.
She's not bald.
No. I will be getting a cut soon. This bitch is long.
Yeah.
It always does this, though. It just gets super duper long, and then I just chop it off, and it happens again.
Yeah. It's nice, though.
Yeah, I actually straightened it today, because, like, the ends are, like, really dead, so they've been, like, frizzy.
Here she come.
She got the lock. She just moved the lock.
Mommy?
Yeah? You want to say hi real quick?
Yeah.
Open the door.
It's open the door.
Oh, wait. You locked it, actually.
Stupid girl.
Let's face it, Mom.
Hello.
Hi. Do you want to say anything to the camera while you're here?
Hello.
What the? Hello. She said, hello. Miss Girl, the mic is over here.
Right.
Is that the end?
That might be the end.
Is that all, folks?
Thank you guys for being here today.
Yes.
We're really excited to be back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you won't. What the fuck? This always happens to me, bro.
Me too.
We're really excited to be back. And you're going to see us again very soon.
Yes. We'll never be gone for too long.
That's what I was trying to say. But then I don't know where my words went.
Well, I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
That's why we're both here.
Exactly. Share, like, a couple brain cells. Right. Each, you know. Thank you for listening and watching. I like that we talked about all these amazing things today because mm-hmm. it was very much needed. And, yeah, just make sure you are taking care of yourself, take care of your mental health, do what you gotta do for yourself
mm-hmm.
forever and always.
Yeah. Honestly. Yeah. Very important.
Mm-hmm.
We know your baby's taken care of.
Yep.
They're
that's
good.
Right. And you got to take care of you too, girl.
If you're not following us on our socials, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, those are the main ones, honestly, yeah. at this point. At Young Milk Podcast. If you're listening on a podcast streaming platform, please subscribe. Please leave a review. Give us a little 5 stars. Write a little something.
Yeah.
Little something. Don't go be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Just your name, maybe, where you're from. Like, I don't know. Right. That's cool.
Yeah, let us know you're there. Let us know you like us.
Right.
I don't know.
Hopefully.
We like you.
Right.
If you're following us. If you're following us on TikTok or Instagram, you can DM us always. Mm-hmm. We're always here. We're always trying to build our community of mothers and women and, mm-hmm. you know, just, you know, create a big support system for each other because, you know, we need each other
mm-hmm.
through all of this.
Yeah. You can follow me on my social medias. My Instagram is at Johnny Nettis. My TikTok is at Your Fave Hot Milf. My YouTube is at Johnny Nettis. I actually did just change it. Remember last time? I was like, I don't know if I'm going to change it.
Oh,
I did.
Yeah. Good. Okay, good.
First name.
I like that.
But yeah.
Yeah, you can follow me at Rachel Anastasia on every platform. You know
simple.
Where to find me. Yeah.
Simple and easy.
Except some people don't know how to spell Anastasia. I just be like, A-N-A, and then usually it pops up.
Yeah. No, literally.
Yeah. But yeah, we love you guys very much. Yes. And, you know, we're excited to see where the rest of the year takes us. So, mm-hmm. again, like I said, you'll see us again very soon. And, yeah.
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 I don't know what else to say after that.
All right. We love you guys.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Mwah. We're just like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that's, yeah.
I think.
We're good.
We're right on.
Excuse me?